How about the grasshopper? Do they call them hopper grass?
Grasshopper.
So that it's a Negro, the Negro is likely to say hopper grass rather than...
No, it's grasshopper. Mm-hmm. I talk like one of them. I've been around them all my life. Right? Whatever I say, I think they say.
I see.
I guess I don't have to tell you that. You've already noticed.
No. As a matter of fact...
We understand each other perfectly. When they tell me something, I don't have any trouble, and I tell them, they don't misunderstand me.
Mm-hmm. It's a gift, as a matter of fact, to be able to adjust your hearing and your speech to keep them.
I don't adjust. I think other people adjust to me.
I'm gonna put that little book and show
them. But they are still saying nothing. They were better than the good one. You know, they're humble people. They used to be. The ones that live down here on my place, one of them has been one family that's been there since 1933. That's 40-something years. They go to Chicago every year. They know all about it, always did, and people make them think they didn't know what was going on in this world. I remember them about picking cotton back in the 30s and talking about going to a baseball game, St. Louis.
They have been isolated the way that
I've never been to Chicago. They know all about it. They go back up there and they go off up there, and I say, well, if you need the money, a lot of time I have. No. If we do, we know how to get in touch with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't hesitate to send it to them, you know? Mm-hmm. It's always been that way, but now we're getting where we distrust each other, and that's bad.
Yes, it is. It's a loss.
And I don't think it does anybody any good just to be bodily picked up, try to put on a plane. Do you? You got to earn it.
Yes, and if what I've noticed is that they really don't know. I feel sorry for them because they don't know who they are anymore.
That's right.
They really don't.
They are as confused as we are.
Yes,
that's the truth about it.
And it's been a real revolution for everybody.
I don't think it can come about, it shouldn't be. Most of our habits and customs, it's like you digging into there, over a long period of time. We get them and don't exactly understand where they come from, but we look, our way of relations with each other is built over a long period of time.
Right.
And I think when you disrupt things all at once, you just like you said, who in the hell am I? Mm-hmm. What is all?
I don't think it's
the way to do it.
It's been bad years. It really has been hard on everybody.
But what really gets away with me, and I think most of us, is Boston. I remember Miss Peabody going down in Florida and cutting up how bad they mistreated them down there. Right here we have them come down here in Boston to march in these parades and things. We have them now look at them fighting like hell up there for doing the same thing. Yeah. You say we were guilty of.
And nobody...
They're not going to have to do it either.
I think somebody from Mississippi ought to go up there and help the Negro. the way the Bostonians came down here, I think that would be a good vacation trip for you.
I remember we came back from where had we been? Many were riding that boy from Boston. We got in such a heat. Boy graduated from Purdue.